We are in Tempe, Arizona, live from the Hilton. Or we're staying at the Hilton Garden Inn, but right across from there is the Homewood Suites, which is where we are live from for these 3 days. All of our broadcasts on our trip for spring training, courtesy of our sponsors, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, St. Teresa High School, the Residence Inn by Marriott in Forsyth, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. And one of the bosses of the Arizona properties is the director of sales for both these hotels, Kenya Griffith, who joins us. Kenya, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great. How are you?
It feels like we got up. It's early morning. That we go on the air at 1 o'clock out here. It's a weird transition when we're used to being the end of the day show. But that's okay. You can't beat the weather out here. How long have you been out here, Kenya?
I have actually been out here most of my adult life, so probably about 25 years.
I think did we talk last year?
We did.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. I thought so. Yeah, and you've been the director of sales. How long have you been with this company?
I've been with this company since August. It'll be 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, you were pretty new last year. That's right.
I was. Yeah, I opened both these properties. So
the first year you're opening the Homewood. The second year you're opening the second one. Obviously, your plate's getting fuller.
It is. It's been an amazing adventure. I have loved every minute of it. Both the properties are just absolutely beautiful. The company that built these did a great job in determining what was important to the customer. And the location is just amazing.
I know. I think you're at 100% capacity right now, maybe both hotels. I think I may have heard
correct,
that today.
Yeah.
Location from the park, it just seems so obvious. It's like if you're going to come out here, you would want to be this close. Why would anybody stay further away? I don't know. I mean, it's a gorgeous. It seems so simple. How are these hotels not already built in this area? But, I mean, do you see it? You know, spring training is a big deal, but it's only a month year-round. I mean, it's just such a great place to visit.
Well, there's so much to do in Arizona. Obviously, in the heat, we all get in the pool in the summer. But
yeah.
There's just so much to do in the area. We've got Tempe Marketplace next door. A lot of people come down for ASU to go to school here. There's just so much. Scottsdale is only 6 miles north of us. Chandler is only 6 miles south. It's just a great location. Obviously, we're less than a mile from the Cubs. So.
Yeah.
Spring training is definitely huge, but we do so much more. One of the things I was talking to you earlier about was in the summertime, we have a huge program here that we are the host hotel this year for the Arizona Disabled Sports.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We have so many different athletes from all over the world that come and stay with us, with the U.S. Disabled Olympic Committee and with the Arizona Disabled Sports. They come and they get classed, and then they compete. And it may be somebody who was hurt in the line of duty. It may be somebody who was born that way.
Really?
It may be, somebody who had an accident. These people are amazing, and they come here and they compete. And it's just...
Is that involved with Paralympics or...
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, this is kind of maybe even a qualifier kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is a qualifying race for them as well, for most of them.
Where do they do all that at?
They do it over at ASU.
Okay. And you guys are pretty heavily involved.
We are very heavily involved.
That's cool.
We have over 250 of them stay with us. We have all of their classing is done at our meeting rooms at the Hilton Garden Inn. And we're always out there. So we get the opportunity to meet them. One of the ladies I met last year, she is from Munich, Germany, and she was just so wonderful. We'll see her again this year.
Yeah.
So we've gotten to have a relationship with all of them, and they're really great people to talk to. They tell you their story. They're just amazing, amazing people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. When is that?
That'll
be
in June.
Oh, in June,
like June 10th this year. And they'll be here for 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. Are the Diamondbacks in Phoenix? Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So you've got Diamondbacks, and then you've got, are the Arizona Cardinals? Is that, that's just outside of Phoenix, right?
Yeah, they're in Glendale.
Glendale.
And then you've, of course, got the Phoenix Suns. So there's all kinds of pro sports here. There's Arizona State. And there's a lot of people. I mean, even just St. T. How many invitations went out for the St. Teresa meet and greet tomorrow?
Yeah,
night?
We've got a meet and greet tomorrow. We sent out about almost 80, 85 invitations.
And all those people, within about an hour of Phoenix?
All within an hour, and it's going to be hosted by the Martini family and the Fikes, and we're going to have reception here. And we've got 30 to 35 responses.
Yeah.
Dell Answers coming, so it'll be great. And obviously they'll hear a little spiel from Brandon Barney and myself about our fundraising.
Yeah, and that's at 5 o'clock out here?
Yeah, 5 to 6:30 tomorrow night.
So if you are listening and you have a St. Teresa alum or friend of St. Teresa, yeah, you're going to get a spiel, but also you may run into, they may run into somebody they haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, you bet.
You know, a little reunion of sorts from Decatur to Phoenix. So send them to the Hilton Garden Inn just down the road from Sloan Park where the Cubs play tomorrow by 5 o'clock.
You bet.
That's pretty cool. Which is 7 o'clock back at home. We'll be way past the show by that time tomorrow. Can you tell me about the difference in these two hotels? I mean, you could have built two identical ones if they wanted, but, I mean, this is a Homewood and a Hilton Garden Inn. Pretty same philosophy, you know, family and comfort?
Yes and no. So the Homewood Suites, it's more of an all-suite property. We've got, it's more for extended stay.
Okay, yeah.
People who come and stay with us. We have right now we have some people in house who've been with us for 9 months. It might be somebody who their house, you know, they have fire or damage to their home, project work, you know,
the Cubs players.
Yeah. The Cubs players. Correct. We have truly enjoyed having them here this year as well.
Yeah, Amy told me you've got Rizzo in the house, and you've got Oscar De La Cruz in the house,
I think
you said, and Jason Hayward, I think, was in the house. How have those guys been around here? They're pretty fun-loving, seemingly, guys.
You know, they're fantastic. We usually see them in the morning when they're having breakfast, and they usually come back, and they're pretty tired after having practice, so we might see them in the early evening. Some funny stories. One of the things the ones we have here really love is banana ice cream, and it hasn't been that easy to come by
really?
To find them banana ice cream. So
you've got multiple people that like banana ice cream. I don't know if I've ever even seen anybody eat banana ice cream. I could see how hard it would be to get.
That and one of them wanted rum raisin. I said, where do we get that?
Yeah.
So we were very fortunate. We found a Ben and Jerry's that had banana ice cream
in it. It's the Bob Marley we had on our show. You have had it before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was. I can't remember what all was in that, but definitely banana. That's right.
So, yeah, it's been amazing. But this is really for families that come for spring training, people that, you know, they have the ability. This has a little kitchenette in them so that they can cook if they want to. We serve a really wonderful evening social Monday through Thursday. It's a light dinner with beer and wine. And we serve breakfast every morning. And to see the kids in the morning be able to make those waffles with all of the whipped cream and the...
Oh, yeah.
I take one look at it and think, oh, my. Yeah. But it's amazing. So the Hilton Garden Inn is more of a traditional... It's a focus service hotel. So it's almost full service, but it, you know, not just quite. But there's a full service restaurant. There's a full service bar. The rooms are beautiful. They also have a little microwave and refrigerator in them.
No.
That's more for the person coming in one or two nights.
Okay.
And, you know, the extended stay or the suites is for – I have several of my corporate customers that come in for 2 weeks at a time, or right now we've got so much construction going on in the area behind us that we have several of our, like, Freedom Financials going in behind us.
Sure.
And some of Mayo Clinic's going in across from us.
Oh, wow.
So we have some of their people staying with us.
It'll be long-term for some, too, unfortunately. If they're going to pop out, can they call one property and get information on both, or do they just need to call each?
You know, we have two. I am the director of sales for both, but at the Hilton Garden Inn, I also have a sales manager there. So they can call any property and get the information, or at least get leave the information for the person, and somebody will get it to us.
Excellent. All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us. You get anything else? Anything else you want me to ask you? Get it all in?
I don't think so.
You know, banana ice cream. I got it now. My new best friend, you know, is Anthony Rizzo. I hope. But did you post?
I think her name's Laura. I think that's your new best friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I better watch that. But did you post my meeting with Mr. Rizzo?
Where do people find
us?
I posted on Now Decatur, and then I shared it on my personal Facebook page. We got a lot more photos to come, so I'll repost that. So Now Decatur's Facebook page. I'll have a link on Now Decatur's Twitter. I got a lot of computer and phone stuff to do after the show, all the attorney and stuff too. So it'll all be posted. And thanks again, Kenya is kind of who made that happen. I'm not sure who reached out and made it happen here, but thanks for getting us over there, because that was a great opportunity for us, and the sponsors got to go too.
Thank you. We had a great time this morning.
Yeah, you were walking her. You knew everybody. She's waving at me. Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Like, I think we call him Anthony. Hey, Jay. Hey, how's it going? We're going to get a break. Thanks a lot again, Kenya. Kenya Griffith, the director of sales for both the Hilton Garden Inn and the Homewood Suites. And again, we're in Tempe, Arizona, but the cities around here, they change pretty easily. Here's Tempe. You can hit a golf ball down the road, and that goes to Mesa. You hit it the other way, and you're gonna find different cities. So, but all out here in the area. But if you're looking for the hotels online, Hilton Garden Inn or the Homewood Suites in Tempe.